Thank you, Frank. Oregon State University officials say freshman defensive lineman Fred Thompson died of heart arrhythmia, a heart condition that could not have been treated by emergency medical personnel. Thompson collapsed while playing a pickup basketball game on campus. He was pronounced dead at Good Samaritan Hospital. Greg Oden will return to the Portland Trail Blazers for this season, at least. The often injured center yesterday accepted Portland's qualifying offer. He says he's determined to show the team and the fans that they did not waste their 2007 number one overall draft pick. Oden has been cleared to take part in limited training camp activities when camp opens later today. There is no timetable for his return to the court. And by the way, it's official. Players and owners yesterday ratified the brand new CBA. Ben Roethlisberger battled through an ankle injury to throw two touchdown passes and lead the Steelers to a 14-3 win over the Browns on Thursday Night Football. Big Ben was 17 of 22 for 280 yards for the Steelers, who've won four straight to improve to 10-3. Superstar slugger Albert Pujols signed with the LA Angels on Thursday. Angels general manager Jerry DePoto says they felt this was a move they could not pass up.
You have the opportunity from an offensive perspective to plug one of the great hitters of all time into the middle of your lineup. And we feel like you can never have too much depth.
The Halos signed the machine to a 10-year deal worth at least $250 million. They then signed left-handed pitcher C.J. Wilson to a 5-year, $77.5 million contract. Wilson was 16-7 with a 2.94 ERA and 206 strikeouts last season for Texas. Finally, NBA Commissioner David Stern blocks a proposed trade that would have sent Chris Paul to the Lakers. Stern blocked the trade after other owners complained. Earlier yesterday, Yahoo Sports reported the Lakers were on the verge of acquiring Paul in a three-team deal with New Orleans, which is owned by the league, by the way, and Houston. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.